AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After plunging 12.4% Monday, Japan's Nikkei soared more than 10% as trading opened Tuesday. Worries about a slowing U.S. economy triggered a global sell-off Monday, which saw the Dow lose 1,000 points, the S&P a full 3%, and the NASDAQ 3.4%.
We're experiencing a correction in the stock market after a very strong showing that had persisted for many months.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
When you're chalking up double-digit percentage gains in the market, one should have remembered coming into the situation that there were some risks of a sell-off.
Tropical storm Debbie is being blamed for at least 5 deaths in Florida and Georgia as it brings torrential rain, high winds, and flooding to the region. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah launched a drone attack Monday. The Israeli military says wounded 2 of its troops. Matthew Levitt with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says he expects a response.
Anybody who tells you they know exactly what the response is going to look like is lying to you. But there will be a response. There's no question about that.
However, Levitt says that may not lead to further escalation.
For Hezbollah, the economic crisis, even more than the political crisis, has created a situation in Lebanon where almost nobody wants a full-fledged war that would bring down the kind of destruction on Lebanon that would make life there even worse than it is right now. And people understand, Hezbollah understands, that unlike the war in 2006, this time around, many Lebanese would probably blame Hezbollah.
Meantime, U.S. defense officials tell AP U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. And the dates are set and venues chosen for a campaign blitz by Vice President Harris and her 2024 running mate. The major question still, who it will be. And former Trump attorney Jenna Ellis has pledged to cooperate with Arizona prosecutors in exchange for charges being dropped against her in the state's fake electors case. This is AP News. Latest highlights from the Paris Olympics.
Val Ullman won her second straight Olympic gold with a throw of 69.50 meters in the women's discus throw to easily top China's Feng Bin. America's Sam Kendricks took silver in men's pole vaulting, clearing 5.95 meters. The gold was won by Armand Mondo Duplantis of Sweden, 6.25 meters, setting a new world record for the 9th time, but the first time on his sport's grandest stage. The medals from Ullman and Kendricks give the U.S. 11 so far in the meet, including 3 golds. The U.S. also claimed silver in the mixed team relay triathlon. The team of Seth Ryder, Taylor Spivey, Morgan Pearson, and Taylor Nibb finished in 1 hour 25 minutes and 40 seconds. And American sprinter Noah Lyles returned to the track one day after his historic win in the men's 100-meter dash, finishing his opening heat in the men's 200-meter in 20.19 seconds. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.